Sun Devils hosting Fresno State tomorrow night at Mountain America Stadium, looking for a second win on the season. And joining us, as he does every Friday morning during football season, the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils, Kenny Dillingham, here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. How are yourself?
We're doing well. Thanks so much. Coming off the loss last week to Oklahoma State, first time you've gone through that as a head coach, first time this iteration of the Sun Devils has experienced defeat. Moving on from that, how would you say your team has responded in the week of practice leading up to Fresno State with that loss?
Yeah, nobody likes losing. It was hard on the guys, obviously, putting in all the work, but you got to respond. And I think the guys came out this week and they responded. I think we had a pretty good week of practice. I thought Tuesday's practice, one of the best we had. It was arguably the best we've had on special teams to this date. So I think the guys responded, and they're putting their heads down and going back to work.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Fresno State's got an 11-game winning streak.
I didn't know that.
Dating back to last season, the second longest winning streak behind Georgia. Talk about the level of competition you guys are facing this game.
Yeah, they have 11-game winning streak. Like I told the guys, in their mindset right now, they're coming in to play us. And if they beat us, they have a chance to run the table and go play for a BCS or a big bowl game. So a New Year's Six bowl game. So for them, this is arguably, one of the biggest games of their season. And they're going to come in with confidence, with an 11-game win streak, that's well coached, that has really good football players and really good talent. They're going to come in trying to win the football game at a high level, and we better be ready for them to hit us in the mouth because it's a really good football team.
Kenny Dillingham, the Arizona State head coach, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings as we activate the Valley here on Arizona Sports. The amount of injuries you've suffered on the offensive line through 2 weeks is almost cruel and unusual, and I know you've said it on a number of different subjects. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you, but moving past the injuries for the guys that are in there, how pleased are you with how they've taken up this challenge of shoring up this offensive line, Coach?
Yeah, I think the leaders up front have done a phenomenal job, the Leafs and the Joeys of the world, to rally the troops a little bit, get the guys all locked in, focused, understanding the plan. And it's, like I said, I think they've grown. We've got Max in there who's, this is his second year ever playing football in his life. And he's out there starting. He had 1 year of JUCO, 1 year or this year.
Wow.
And he's out there starting and he's growing. Even after one game, he comes out, comes in on Monday and he's like, man, now I know why we practice so hard. Those moments. For him, you're going to see those growth, out of him now. And I'm just proud of how the guys are battling.
All right, two games in, one of the commonalities is that you guys have struggled in the second half after posting solid first halves. Have you diagnosed what the reasons are for that, Kenny?
Yeah, it's just not finishing drives. If you look at, last week, we get to a third and one on the first drive. Around the 50-yard line, and we, get stuffed. We go fourth and one around the 50-yard line and get stuffed. And then we get another short yardage situation later in the first half or later in the second half and get stuffed. So to me, it's more finishing the plays that you have to make. And when you look at the plays in a game that are crucial, you're going to talk about the third and shorts and the fourth and shorts, because statistically along college football, those are the plays that win or lose games. Those are the situations that win or lose games. So I would say us as a staff got to have a plan for the second half to try to get us going and get some momentum. Our guys can't get flustered in the second half if things don't go perfect. And then we've got to be able to convert those critical down and distances.
Kenny Dillingham, the head coach of the Sun Devils, our guest here on Arizona Sports. Unfortunately, some injuries have popped up at some skill positions as well. Specifically at running back, you guys have leaned on DeCarlos Brooks a bit in the first 2 weeks. He's unavailable. Does that mean more Cam Scataboo? Does that mean you sprinkle in more guys? How do you attack that absence?
Yeah, it'll definitely be more guys in there. You'll see Tevin White in there, some, maybe some George. maybe some Sip in there. See some. You'll see more guys get carries. I'm excited for those guys. Super unfortunate about Brooks, the Carlos, but you know what? Somebody's got to step up, and that's the key to good football teams: is people step up and people fight and people compete.
When you take a look, there, I think there was a story in AZ Central earlier this week cautioning fans to maybe lower expectations that it might take some time for you to build given what transpired early on and given the quality of competition in the Pac-12. How do you feel about that? A couple games into your head coaching career here, how do you feel about expectations going forward?
The expectation is to go out there and do everything you can every single day to become better. Like, that is the only expectation we will ever have in the program. That's the only thing I ever care about. All the other stuff doesn't matter to me at all. We want to show up every single day to be the best version of us we can possibly be, and then go showcase that on Saturday. And whether we win or we lose, it doesn't matter. We're going to come back on Monday. We're going to learn from our mistakes, learn from the things we did well, and we're going to repeat. And whatever that leads us to, it leads us to. But I know in the long end, you know, at the end of the road, eventually we're going to be better and better and better and better and better. So that's the expectation that I set out.
Well said.
Kenny Dillingham, our guest here on Arizona Sports. You mentioned earlier in the conversation, Coach, about special teams, especially standing out in practice this week, having good practices. You know it. People who watch the game know it. Field position was so huge against Oklahoma State. They were the beneficiaries of really good starting field position and cashed in the second half. It seems like through two games, you guys have had a little bit of difficulty flipping the field in the punting game. How much of a concern has that been, and how confident are you that in that improving moving forward?
Yeah, that's been a problem for us, and I think we have a plan in place to kind of help that this week. But yes, that's been something that we obviously got to improve on, is flipping the field. And when you can't flip the field, you have to be more aggressive in go scenarios, just because, 30-yard field position flips aren't worth the success rate of fourth and four or lesses, which are 45%, 40%. So they're just, those aren't worth the flips. So I think we have to be more productive there. I think we have. I think our punt team's put in good work. I think Carlson's done a great job this week, and I think we have some creative ways to maybe flip the field this week that we haven't in weeks past.
Last thing before we let you go, I know you don't want to show any of your cards going into a game like this, so I won't ask you if he's going to play, but is Drew Pine healthy enough to play going into this week?
Yeah, Drew's healthy. Drew's 100%, or as close to 100% as you can be, if not 100%. Trenton's 100%. I mean, we've got... I'm excited for what the future holds. Like I've said all along, we're gonna go to work every single week, and we're gonna get better. And like I told the team, the best teams get better towards the end of the season, and we're gonna be one of those teams that just continues to grow, continues to get better, continues to get better, continues to get better. And who knows where we'll be when it all shakes up.
Well, Kenny, thanks so much for the time. As
Thank
always,
you,
best of luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you next Friday.